Now remember, guys, when he gets here, no gushing. It makes him uncomfortable and it'll close him up. He's going to know we look up to him, but you just can't, just don't talk about it. And no extraneous picture taken. And take turns talking, guys. He likes order.
I'm glad that we're recording this briefing. Y'all, I got like a bit for... I'm going to try it on you guys, okay?
What did Dave just say?
It's referencing one of his jokes. Just give me an honest. If it sucks, it's fine. He said, they say that there are over 12 million illegal immigrants in America. But if you ask a Native American, that number's more like 300 million. So I wanted to say, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most important illegal immigrants of all time. No, it doesn't work. It's fine.
Welcome to the Midnight Miracle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Jeez, I'm nervous.
It's like when I met Prince. Yo, you know how I met Prince? I went to the restroom during the Golden Globes 2004, and I came out, and he was standing in the sink right next to me.
Standing in the sink?
He wasn't standing in the sink, but he was standing at the sink. Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Well, you did say in the sink, bro.
I understood what you meant because of context clues, which I wish the rest of us would do.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Nobody stands in the sink, especially Prince.
Thank you.
This is how I like to chill. Just washing the bottom of my boots. Did you say anything to him at the sink?
Okay, this is what I did. I looked over and I saw there was Prince, and I immediately recognized him, and I was like, just put my head right back down, start washing my hands. I was like, don't freak out. You can't not say something. So I just turned to the side, and I said, thank you. And that was it.
Oh, that's dope.
That's great.
I've never seen Prince drink or eat anything.
Me neither.
I'm sure he does it, but using the bathroom... I can't imagine Prince being like, I have to take a shit. Take this onesie off and take a shit. I'm nervous. Let's welcome to the Midnight Miracle, Mr. David Letterman.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, sir.
Yes.
This is your microphone here.
No, I heard that, and it's so rare that anyone applauds anything I do. I assumed somebody had won something.
Well, yeah, we're the winners today. Your presence is the prize.
Oh, boy.
And
yeah.
I'll tell you where we are. This is my little hangout. We call it the Shack.
Uh-huh.
Pictured on the walls are fantastic memories that me and my friends have made together.
I saw some, as I came in, I saw some fantastic pictures on the entryway, on the wall there.
Oh, yeah. These are beautiful. All taken by this broken arm photographer, Matthew.
Oh, is that right? These are all his work.
Yeah, this is almost like his gallery, so to speak, as far as the pictures are concerned. Now, on the big screen here is Yasiin Bey, the mighty Most Def, who's done your show before, one of the best rappers ever.
Nice to see you. When was the last time we saw you?
I think the last time was when I came with the Black Keys.
Uh-huh. How long ago would that have been?
2010.
Oh, my
2010
God.
2010, 11, yeah.
Yeah, everything's at least 10 years in my past now. Well, good to see you again. It's crazy to be here. I've never been around the kind of, let's just call it actual adoration. No, normally, it's artificial, but in this case, I'm getting the feeling it's actual adoration, and I'm grateful for it because, you know, you spend a lot of time at the house. You don't get that.
So Yasiin is in...
Are you kidding?
Yeah, he's in...
No, you're not. Prove it. Prove you're in...
I'll prove him in... right now. Hold on. I turn the camera on...
Hola, ¿cómo está, de Letterman?
Oh, yeah. Never mind. That proves it. Were you born in...
No, I've been living here for some time now, a few years, between here and Paris for a while, mainly here now.
He's on his James Baldwin right now. He's looking for the peace that he cannot find in this country, and he's exploring the vastness of God's creation and seeing where comfort might actually be.
You know what we just did? We just drove down the road to a hardware store and bought a pair of needle nose pliers.
Seriously?
Yeah, can you top that?
You know, I was telling Dave about the spirit of the Midwest. I really admire a lot of Midwesterns and the Midwestern spirit, and I was mentioning to Dave, there's a great singer-songwriter who he's passed away some years ago, named Johnny Wilder Jr. from a band called Heatwave, and sang one of the greatest ballads ever, Always and Forever, and he's a Dayton, Ohio native.
You know, what's interesting for to me, perhaps no one else, but I'm born in Indianapolis, not far from here, and the country around Indianapolis is similar to the country that we're in right now. The countryside is beautiful here, bucolic and stunning. And whenever I hear a story like you just told us, I too am surprised that someone has come out of the Midwest. I don't know what that is. It's some innate inferiority complex.
That's true. The local lexicon here, people speak of this place as if they're shipwrecked. It's like, hey,
yeah.
Like if I could just get out of here. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
How did you end up here? What's your story? What's going on with that?
Deal,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everyone in Yellow Springs got this weird superhero origin story of like, my car broke down in 68 and well, here I am.
Yep. That's the way that goes. Well, geez, what a thrill. What a international. Très exotique. Oh, that's French. I'm sorry. You probably didn't get what I said there.
Yes, I did. Very exotique. Je parle français un peu.
This guy, Yasiin, it's like he's in an interesting life contest. He's winning. He's winning. His passport got extra pages in it now. He's traveling all over the world. And one of our ongoing discussions is the virtue of traveling. You know, he's from Brooklyn. So a lot of people from that borough can live and die their entire lives without leaving that borough and live full lives. So he's an explorer of sorts. Would you agree with that, Yasiin?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, I thought being successful when I was young was, you know, going to Florida when it got cold in New York and then coming back. That was like a perfect life to me.
Okay, if you had to live anywhere outside of the United States, where would you pick and why?
let's see, I Muncie. It's a good question. It requires some thought because you want to think about, will I be comfortable? Will it be good for my family? Will it be educational? Will it be easy? I'm not looking for a challenge. I remember the first time I was in Europe, 1972. And in those days, there was not much English being spoken in Europe. It was still all French. It was Italian. It was Spanish, on and on. So I can remember, and I was jet lagged and hungover, reading the menu and starting to quietly weep because I realized I could go for days without a meal here. I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Excellent. Okay, my first time in Paris, I was with my girlfriend, now my wife. Same thing. We decided we'd get Chinese food. Like, Chinese food, Chinese everywhere. Let's get Chinese food.
Well, now, this is more than a challenge, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Thank God. It was like they were expecting us. They had pictures of the food.
So yeah,
So we ended up just pointing at pictures.
Okay, I have an answer now. Tokyo. I could live in Japan.
Really?
Yeah, I could live in Japan.
Yo, Japan is fly. I love Japan.
What? I'm sorry, didn't I say that? Didn't I say Japan is fly?
Yeah. My son loves Japan. I can't make sense of that place.
You know my only critique of Japan? It's too Japanese. No, seriously, I know it sounds bad, but it's like they could benefit from some diversity in their population and their social base. Their immigration practice is like super stringent.
Okay, so take Japan off the list. I'm not going to Japan. I'll come up with a better answer.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
But tell me what your view of your home country has been since you have lived in so many other places, divergent places, over the past dozen years.
My view of my country is informed by my ancestry.
Well, you're Black and Native American, so this is not going to be good, is it?
No, you know what I'm saying? So I think my view of the United States of America is informed by like the 1830 Indian Removal Act.
Is that the Trail of Tears?
Yeah. And also there's like Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X and like everything, you know, Tesla, the radio, hip hop, rock and roll, you know, it's a beautiful mess. But it's also a triumph and a tragedy all at once, you know.
Do people talk to you about the United States when you're out and about?
Not really, you know. And sometimes in France it would come up, you know, in Paris, you know, in Parisians, they like to talk about politics and stuff like that. But generally, no. You know, like people are just kind of getting on with life and dealing with whatever issues that they have locally here. And America just kind of looks like, I don't know, like the rock star, you know, crashing the room, or like Tony Montana, like in the last 45 minutes of Scarface or something, you know?
Yeah, when we were touring Europe, I felt like part of, I don't know, people were like really culturally curious about me. I felt like it was because I'm an American voice. Is that true?
For sure. And also because you're you and, like, just super funny. Like, you're like, you know, because you're you.
Well, Neil Brennan told me one time, he was talking to a guy from France in Paris, and the guy basically said, who your president is? I'm sorry about the bad accent.
No, it was perfect.
He said, who you?
It was like being in Paris.
he said, who your president is so important, we should be able to vote for them too.
Yeah. But see, maybe it's just me, but my impression that we get in popular news coverage of the current situation is that the rest of the world is now snickering at the United States. But you don't experience that just being a man walking around with his family in different countries.
No. The thing I do find interesting is now for the first time in my memory, Europe doesn't appear to be really that concerned with America in terms of, like, needing it as an ally, or its vitality to Europe, I think, is a diminishing return right now. I've never seen that. I've always seen Europe and the States having, you know, amenable, friendly relations, you know, and now it's not like that. It's like Europeans are regarding America as, like, problematic.
We need a better game show host as president. I would have rather Drew Carey or maybe one of the Steve Harvey of the Family Feud guy.
Steve Harvey is damn good.
Yeah.
I see him everywhere, and it's always the Family Feud. And I thought the Family Feud went away 20 years ago, but it didn't. And it's everywhere. And I was watching primetime television the other night. Oh my God, there's Steve Harvey. And he's running the show like it's a business out of his house. It's crazy how good the guy is. You can't throw the guy.
There's a skill to hosting a game show. This is true. I kind of like Steve as the host of the Family Feud because growing up, it was the whitest show ever. It would be like
Richard Dawson.
Yeah, yeah. Richard Dawson kissing people.
He was drunk too.
Okay, yeah. Top five names on the board. 100 people surveyed. Name a show that you would watch on Tuesday night, and the black people say Steve Harvey. We only asked 100 white people.
Yeah.
And now Steve Harvey is this guy, like Dave says, who's in everyone's home every day.
Ubiquitous.
He's ubiquitous. Yeah. And you can tell he's from Cleveland and his swag. It's not like he became famous and started acting another way. He became famous as who he is and continued to be who he is. And he wears
expensive suits, and he's handsome.
Right. He's an interesting cultural phenomenon. In a weird way, it's almost like an Obama-type situation. There's a black host of the Family Feud. In this country, you don't even consider black people with the word family.
That's great.
I'm sitting here thinking, and then I realize I'm the dumbest man here. No.
Recently here, there's a big thing going on. I don't know if you've been seeing it in the news. We are tearing down every racist statue we can get our hands on. There's a lot.
You know, I think it's the energy cleansing sort of thing. Those monuments, those statues, they hold energy. They attract energy. They're vortexes for energy. And I think when people who have committed acts of aggression and oppression against large groups of people and their actions and their personas are inextricably linked, yeah, then you should take down those monuments.
In Japan, I remember looking at some money, and I asked somebody, who was this person on the money? I can't remember what denomination currency it was, but it was Japanese money. And they told me, this is a poet that we revere. And I thought that was interesting as a premise of who do you picture on your money, what is valuable? A nation's art is its truest treasure. Currency can float this way or the other, but some art that's made in America could only have been made in America. The channel for it is only here.
No, but you know what? It makes me think about the Latin phrase. I'm maybe pronouncing this incorrectly, but the phrase goes, poeta nascitur non fit. Poets are born, not made. Mm. You know, my dad used to say all the time, people think Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan because he comes to practice and he practices more and does all that stuff. He said, that's what Michael Jordan does. It's true. He comes to practice all the time. He does, his work ethic is crazy. He said, but you know why Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan? Because he's Michael Jordan.
I have a question for Mr. Letterman. Heard a story that you once got fired from an Indiana radio station for your irreverence to classical music. Is that accurate?
Well, let's see. Let's unpack this, as the kids say.
This question is a two-parter, though. I want to hear this first part first.
The first part is I was fired from my college radio station because I had a shift and I did not show up. So I got fired. That part's true. And classical music has been part of my life since I was a kid. My father was in a record club, RCA. Once a month, he would get like blue label, red label albums of great classical composers. And it became part of our regular lives, whether we wanted it or not. And like many other things, grew to appreciate it. I can't tell you names of composers and works, but started when I was a kid going to see the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra play. And what I learned from that experience was watching this machine of 60 or 80 men and women produce this sound was as much a part of it as listening, maybe more than just listening, because it was, oh my God, it's an organism that produces this otherworldly sound. Now, what was your question, son?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.